In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O mankind, have fear of your Rabb, the one who created you from a single soul. From that soul he created its mate, and through them he spread countless men and women. Fear Allah, the one in whose name you demand your rights from one another and the ties of relationship. Surely Allah is watching you very closely. Give orphans the property which belongs to them when they are able to handle it themselves, and do not substitute your worthless things for their valuable ones, and do not cheat them of their possession through mixing it up with your own, for this would indeed be a great sin. If you fear that you shall not be able to treat the orphans with fairness, then you should not marry the women with orphan children. Marry other women of your choice, 2, 3, or 4. But if you fear that you will not be able to maintain justice between your wives, then marry only one, or any slave girl you may own. That will be more suitable, so that you may not deviate from the right way. At the time of marriage, give the women their dowries willingly as an obligation. But if they, by their own free will, give up to you a portion of it, then you may enjoy it with pleasure. Do not entrust your property, which Allah has made a means of support for your family, to feeble-minded people for investment in business. However, provide such people with food and clothing, and speak to them nicely and give them good advice. Observe the orphans through testing their abilities until they reach the age of marriage. Then if you find them capable of sound judgment, hand over to them their property, and do not consume it wastefully in haste, lest they grow up to demand it. If the guardian is well off, he should not take compensation from the orphan's property, but if he is poor, let him take just a reasonable remuneration. When you hand over their property to them, call in some witnesses, even though Allah is sufficient in taking the accountability. Men will have a share in what their parents and their near relatives leave, and women will have a share in what their parents and their near relatives leave, whether it be a little or much. They shall be legally entitled to their shares. If the relatives, orphans, or needy are present at the time of division of an inheritance, give them something out of it, and speak to them kind words. Let those disposing of an estate have the same fear in their minds as they would have for their own if they were to have and leave a helpless family behind. They should therefore fear Allah and speak for justice. In fact, those who misappropriate the property of orphans unjustly swallow but fire into their bellies. They will soon be cast into the blazing fire.